Brett Hollander off for one more evening. Back right here tomorrow night as he is going to leave his lovely bride home with a new baby. And in the meantime, he's like, you know what? I think it's funny. I think he was scheduled to be out the rest this week, but he's coming back a little early. That new baby can get pretty loud. That new baby can get pretty loud. Somebody who knows about how screaming babies can be. Be one Brenda Free. She has twins. No longer babies, are they? But she joins us right now. Head coach of the Maryland women's basketball team, ranked fifth in the country, winning 19 games in a row. Good evening, Brenda. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You miss the screaming baby days? No.
Not at all. I'm trying to get some of that sleep back.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't think you ever recover. That's how I felt. I'm like, it's like, I feel like they sucked a part of that out of me that I'll never return. As far as having the sleep from hearing that is, it still gives me chills a little bit. But now it's great because now they're fun. I'm watching your boys play basketball. Watching the Xfinity Center last couple weeks ago. Just fantastic to see how they've come along.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it goes by too fast, that's for sure. We just celebrated their seventh birthday, and time goes by too fast.
All right, speaking of celebrating, for your next game, Senior Day. Lauren Mincy, you're senior. It's amazing to me. Here you are, fifth in the country. You win the Big Ten. You got your trophy. You're doing this with one senior. That's remarkable. How are you doing this?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to believe 5 years later for Lauren Mincy, and what a special night we're looking forward to for her tomorrow night. And speaks volumes, obviously, of this team. I mean, I think we gained such experience last year going through the Final Four and the run that we had to make in the postseason. And it was just invaluable when you talk about going into this season, new conference, new teams, and has really paid off for us going into this year.
And she's had so many injuries over the years, but here she is, and she's playing really well. What kind of leader is she?
You know, and I said this at Media Day, that if the basketball gods were going to be kind, that Lauren Mincy would have the senior year that she deserves, and she has definitely had that with a lot more for us to finish strong for. But she's a phenomenal leader. I mean, you know, 5 years in a program, and she's become the voice, the emotional leader for us. The team, you know, wants to finish this season for her, and she's had such a valuable impact on every member of this team.
I really have enjoyed watching you guys play this year. Really, the tempo is you like get it and go, and you press to the other end. It's a fun brand of basketball. How is it? Do the kids coming in here think, oh, great, but then they realize what kind of shape they have to truly be in to run that, and they think, God, why? This isn't the Big Ten. This isn't Big Ten basketball. No, we need to slow it down.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they see what it looks like at the national level, and they really enjoy this style of play. And you know, it has been misleading. I think a lot of people, even ourselves included, assumed that the Big Ten was going to be a low physical contact half court type of game, and you know, the top half of the league has been anything but that. It's been up-tempo scores in the 80s, 90s, 100s, getting up and down the court. We're not the only team. And so it's been a really exciting brand of basketball.
And the Big Ten solid, including you guys, four teams ranked in the AP top 25. And the quality of the league, and I think at the bottom of the league, is better than what we saw in the ACC. The floor is higher. And it felt like, mm-hmm. yet mm-hmm. you guys got in here to run the table going at this point, 16-0. What does that mean to you in the inaugural season?
You know, it speaks volumes to the consistency of this team. I mean, never have I been a part of a team that's gone on undefeated. And for us, you know, we still have two more games to play. But up to this point, 16 conference games, I mean, you know, it's remarkable when you talk about, you know, having an off night and going on the road and the travel that we've had to endure. And, you know, for us to be able to continue sometimes not playing our best basketball but still come out with a win, I think speaks volumes of this team.
You last lost a game on December 3rd to Notre Dame, 19 consecutive wins. What's funny is that I think you rose to number 5 in the rankings on the 26th of January after knocking off Indiana the day before. And you haven't gone up any further. There's nowhere to go. The top, the ceiling of women's basketball, it's like you can't gain any ground. Is that frustrating at all?
You know, it is what it is. I think it says a lot in terms of the consistency of the top five teams. I mean, year in and year out, there isn't a lot of movement because the teams have been so consistent and so dominant. So for us, you'll get that opportunity to move once the tournament comes. I mean, that's where you see a lot of the different elements play out.
And that loss again, Notre Dame is one of the few teams that is, you know, ranked ahead of you. How much better are you guys now than you were back in early December when you faced the Irish?
Yeah, you know, we were still finding ourselves back then. I mean, you know, having lost five seniors and three-time All-American Alyssa Thomas, we were nowhere near where we're at today. And so that is what it's all about. It's the process and that you continue to keep getting better and build on it and, get yourselves ready so you can peak in March.
On a slightly different topic, last night, we've been talking about this and I was taking some calls and some thoughts about storming of the court as a college basketball coach. How do you feel about that in general? And the idea of doing it to me, I'll tell you my position. I'm not a big fan. I think it's dangerous. I think it's no longer spontaneous. I think it's done as a show me, you know, as a me kind of thing for the students. And again, hey, you're 18 to 21 years old. You're going to do things like that. I get it, but I think it's dangerous and it's only going to take something really bad happening before it truly is clamped down. That's my soapbox. Yeah. How do you feel?
No question. I mean, I think safety is the number one priority. No question. I mean, because you don't obviously, you know, if it ever happened, you know, heaven forbid, you know, I mean, how horrific. I think the hard element in all of that is, you know, you take our own students. You know, they've been waiting a long time, and you know, have spent a long time getting behind this team and to be able to have a moment like last night, and I know probably from the adrenaline from our own student athletes, the players of the men's team, you know, it's kind of a neat feeling to see that camaraderie. And I'm saying that when nobody gets hurt, in terms of that enthusiasm and your school pride and your students behind you. And so, if there's a way to keep it safe, I think that's the number one thing.
The Xfinity Center has been a pretty special place this year. A combined two losses between your team and Mark Turgeon's team. The atmosphere is just been so good. What's it like to take part in that?
It's huge. You're sixth man, and you know it shows you the kind of support both men's and women's basketball have here at Maryland. It's a special place. It always has been, and always will continue to be. And we take great pride playing at home, playing for Maryland, playing for our university, and so it is. It's no other better place in the country.
Two games left in the regular season, then the Big Ten tourney, and then the first two rounds of the NCAA tourney back right there in College Park. How healthy are you guys, and how poised are you think, to make a deep run?
You know, I mean, fortunately, we are extremely healthy. We have all 12 are ready to go. If today's practice is any indication, it was our best practice from start to finish on both ends of the floor. And an energy level, I think our kids can now see and feel that it's time. You know, it's almost March. And I think we have a long run in us. You know, when you talk about the experience factor of last year, the experience factor of going into these different venues this year and coming out on top, and but it's always been for us just getting better, taking one day at a time. And I think when you do that, you know, great things are in store for you.
Well, congratulations on your success so far this season. We look forward to greater things. This is a pretty special team shaping up, and we certainly wish you the best. Hopefully another trip back to the Final Four. Thanks so much for your time, Brenda.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.